time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in to another episode of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. Glad to be with you on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WTTN, 1580 AM to be exact. From the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Ave in Madison, Wisconsin, we are glad to be here each and every week telling stories of local businesses, local nonprofits, organizations, making the most of what they can bring to the community. And we're going to start off with one that kind of encompasses all of that, doing good business for good, and man, providing us with some fantastic coffee options right here and all around the area and anywhere you want. You can buy stuff online. It's Rob from Just Coffee Co-op joining us now. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm pumped up. Actually, I had some of your coffee this morning, so I'm amped up a little bit and ready to go.
Good. You're good.
So we love Just Coffee Cooperative. I'm a huge fan. Us here at the station, we are as well. But for those that haven't heard of you, give us an overview of what Just Coffee Co-op is all about.
Well, Just Coffee Cooperative is a Madison-based coffee roastery. We import, or our importer imports, only fair trade coffee, organic coffee, from about 12 or 14 different worker co-ops or grower co-ops currently in a number of different countries. We roast it here in Madison. We've got about 20 employees. We're also a worker cooperative. We have five worker owners. And we do roughly 500,000 pounds of coffee a year. We distribute in 35 to 40 states, something like that. We're mostly a packaged coffee distributor. So we turn up in grocery stores. We turn up in food co-ops. We even turn up in some big box stores. You can get us at Costco. So that's mainly our primary line of work. We do supply some local cafes as well. We do not have our own branded Just Coffee Cafe. We've contemplated that over many years, but we've gotten into this market niche, and we feel like it's important that the way we do business and how we bring the coffee into the country and how we work with our growers and so on is important to put in front of a large national audience if possible.
I love the products, and I love the mission and the work you do, and there's so much thought and effort and time that has been put into building what Just Coffee is. So tell us a little bit about what that's been like to identify where to get coffee from, to do it the right way, and to do it the way you guys want to do it.
Well, Just Coffee started as a project, as a solidarity project, basically, rather than a coffee lab or something like that. The two founders, Matt Early and Mike Moon, had been on a delegation to southern Mexico and talked to some Zapatista farmers down there. They were small scale farmers. They were growing coffee organically. And so after having been gone around and seeing a couple or three of these different grower cooperatives, small cooperatives, and the work they were doing in the Zapatista movement down there, they were enthused about the idea of, you know, being in solidarity up here in the north. So they asked them, how can we best support you? And they said, buy a coffee roaster and import our coffee and roast it. That's what we need most, is we're too small to get on the radar of some other big roasteries. So help us out in that way. So they came back, Mike and Matt did, and bought a small roaster. And so anyway, that's how the business got started. It would give you some idea of like where we've been directed as a business right from the start. So anyway, with that as our background, we started off as an LLC. We became a worker co-op just because we felt the cooperative model is one in which distribution of ownership and of, the various components that go into being a cooperative were the right business model for us. And we've been very happy that we have been all these many years. We import our coffee through an importing cooperative called Cooperative Coffees. And we, of course, buy only from grower co-ops, and we actually sell through a lot of consumer co-ops or through food co-ops as well. So we like to keep that ownership model of cooperative business right down the value chain, down the production chain as far as possible. So that's part of how we came to be in the business, or have the business model that we have. And we are, for example, very careful about distributing a fairly large amount of our income as a roastery back to the growers. So we're paying the growers. Well, the coffee market's pretty volatile right now. So even conventional growers are getting a fairly high mark for their coffee currently. But generally speaking, and still currently, we pay far over the fair trade price, let alone the free trade price, for the coffee that we get from our grower cooperatives. Generally, it's in the range of 30 to 35% of what we take in from our customers. So we feel like that may not be a perfect model of distributing the proceeds equitably along the chain, but it's a good jump in the right direction from what the growers would be getting in under most models of production these days.
I love the leadership. I love taking a stance and doing, you know, things the way that the organization and the foundation felt are the right way to go and the right way to do things. We're talking with Rob from Just Coffee Co-op. The website is justcoffee.coop. So, Rob, I wanted to ask you a couple questions here about something else. So we mentioned the history. I mentioned organizations that are also making an impact through their business. You guys are a certified B Corporation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, a B Corporation or a benefit corporation is a relatively new model of certification, which is, it's been around 10 or 15 years now, I think. We became a B Corp in 2017. It's basically a way of certifying that a business in pretty much all respects of its operation, from its governance to its environmental concern to its I'm trying to think of the other. There's four or five broad categories in which the certification ranks you. Those are just a couple of them. I'll think of the other two in a minute. But generally, it's trying to rate businesses holistically in their position in the community, their position in regard to their workers, their position in regard to their product chain, who they have as suppliers, who they sell to, who they're involved with. A number of these different aspects that you wouldn't normally know about a business. And it is not an easy certification to get, I will say, just as the person who does the certification for Just Coffee every 3 years. There's hundreds of questions you have to answer too. You have to supply a lot of your book work. You have to have a CFO is willing to turn that over. Basically, they look at you inside out to make sure that you are doing what you say. So we feel like that little B with a circle around it that's on our bag is actually a very important mark. Most people, I'm glad you asked me about it, because most people don't know what it means. It's not too widely used currently, but it's gaining popularity. And we hope that just as a general mark, like the organic mark on our bag, that this will become fairly widely known within a few years.
I saw, too, that there's an event coming up in Milwaukee next month highlighting Wisconsin B Corps, and I'm gonna be there. So I'm looking forward to heading over there and talking with good people from Just Coffee Co-op. I think you guys put a post out about it. That's how I found out about it, Rob.
Yes, hopefully I'll be there to rub elbows with you in person. That'd be nice.
That would be great. I have to get to this question because I don't know when the next time we'll get to talk. So when you have products like you guys have, and there's so much diversity in all these different products, okay, you get to brand and name these products whatever you want. Tell us about that process. How fun is it? Is there a lot of, you know, collaborative work there? Does somebody spark all the good ideas? How does it work?
Oh, that's a great question. A little out of my wheelhouse, but the creative team now has a little more control. We have three or four people who do a lot of the outreach and advertising to the extent that we do it. And they work on a lot of that stuff now. But generally speaking, the sort of the management team and the creative team put heads together to come up with names for things. A lot of times if a client wants a specific themed coffee or something for their particular business, we'll use that as a jumping off point. And then a lot of times we still do this to some extent, I think. We shopped out the art to local artists that we knew A lot of times we've kept that in-house more recently because we have a lot of a stack of art in our files these days that we can use. But one of the things that we think is important is just making our package presentation stand out on the shelf, because that's just one more way that we want to help the grower co-ops that we work with to move their coffee. I mean, our business on our end is not only to make their coffee shine, to roast it in the best way, to present the best product on the shelf so that the consumer will pick it up and say, hey, this is actually worth, you know, the 10 or 11 bucks or whatever you are paying for a bag of coffee. It's expensive, but it needs to be. It comes from the long distance away, and the growers need all the return they can get out of it.
Well, and that's an investment back into the community too, that whole chain of the community, but also buying local, which we talk about all the time here on the show. We're talking with Rob from Just Coffee Co-op. The website is justcoffee.coop, justcoffee.coop. And Rob, just as we wrap up here, I thank you again for everything you do. The other thing about, again, we're most grocery stores. In Costco, you can get the big bags. People can find your products. They can order directly from your website. So all good ways to connect with you and get your products. But I did want to highlight that Just Coffee Co-op also does a lot of giving back. And just quickly tell us about why that's so important to the organization.
Well, it is important that we survive here and we thrive here because the community does embrace us so wholly, and we owe it back to the community to continue to support us. So we sponsor the local football team, the soccer team. We also donate to a number of different organizations, mostly on the down low, but we feel like we need to spread some of what comes into us from our customers back into the community, because we know that our customers appreciate that distribution, a redistribution of wealth as well.
That is Rob McClure from Just Coffee Co-op. Rob, thanks for everything you do, and thanks for waking me up every day. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jason, and thank you for what you do.
We'll be back here on the other side of the break. Again, you can buy things directly from Just Coffee Co-op or find them at most stores, retailers, or head right to justcoffee.coop to get some great local products and supply worldwide chains and supports everyone all around the world. Great coffee, by the way. We'll be back after the break. Catch you soon. Keep on.